is going to be a good one. So if you got 15 minutes, I've admired Austin from afar, so this will be a good one, as Austin's just sitting there looking awkwardly into his camera waiting for this music to stop. Nice. Rod, what's going on, man? South Carolina represent. What's up, dude? Went to high school with Rod. That's cool. Awesome. All right, so we'll get started. Don't want to take up Austin's time any longer. So everybody, thank you for tuning to Guidance Counselor 2.0, the live edition. Daryl, what's going on? Morning from Nashville. So I've talked a lot about putting out content, and I would say that I have somebody who I've admired from afar that has started to put out content, and I wanted to have him on. Again, the whole point of this is 15 minutes of just me sharing my stories and other individual stories. And so without further ado, Austin, I want you to introduce yourself, tell the people who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into a little discussion.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Austin Carmelander. I guess you could say I'm a junior software developer. I recently put in my resignation in my last company, but at this point, I'm in the process of trying to land my next position. And pretty much I've been putting up content on LinkedIn to try to, I guess, get my name out there to try to supplement in helping getting that next job. And, I guess that's it.
I love it. No, that's awesome. So, everybody who's watching right now, I want to kind of go ahead and dive right into it. So a lot of people are scared to put out content. A lot of people are scared to put themselves out there. I would say you're the first out of the National Software School group to really like set up a camera, put out content. I mean, I was watching myself. I was catching myself watching your content even yesterday. So the big thing I want to ask, man, it's like, what made you do that? Because we were not in a pandemic when you did it, right? There's a lot of arguments to do it now. There's no networking. There's no meetups. But yeah, you were doing it before the world was burning. So talk through the process of why you wanted to put out content.
Yeah. So basically it started off with me seeing someone else actually do it. And I'm connected with her on LinkedIn. She's also a software developer, and I believe at the time was going to a software boot camp in Atlanta. Her name is Shantae Austin, if you guys want to connect with her on LinkedIn. But I noticed that she was posting, you know, just projects that she had completed. And but I noticed that her view count was like really high for a lot of these videos. And that's when I started to around that same time when I noticed that she was posting that content. I'm a fan. I follow Gary Vaynerchuk.
Shout out Gary V if you're watching. You're not, but
right. But I know around that same time, he was saying that LinkedIn is a really good spot to start posting content because they hadn't, at least at the time anyway, they didn't have any sort of algorithm in place that would make it to where, they would only show certain content as opposed to other content. It was very much so just organic growth, so anytime you put up content, it was just going to show it to all of your connections. So kind of from taking from that, you know, and then seeing someone actually do it, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to do it. I want to try to do this because I felt like it was a way to be able to market myself so that I would be able to get my first job, you know, be able to get my foot in the door. And that was pretty much the mindset. And after I put up that first video and I saw that it did get thousands of views, I'm gonna keep doing this.
So let me ask you this. So did you get your, I guess the big question is, and I think I know the answer. And if it's not the answer, then it won't be that great. Did you get your first job because you put out content on the internet?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. If I got that wrong, I'd have been like, great. Well, we're going to end the show now. And y'all have a good Thanksgiving. No, I think that's so important. So talk how that process went, because I've heard some things, but obviously I want to hear it from you. On what the post was, what generated, because I've heard stories from like Trey Suter, right? Shout out Trey if you're watching, from National Software School. He was at his wit's end, posted a LinkedIn post. It got to the VP of engineering at some company, boom, got an offer. right? Or at least started conversations. So I'm interested to kind of hear your story from that post.
Yeah. So I think, so the post that I had, I guess it was the second to last that went the most viral, or rather got the most views, I should say. It was the video where I was talking about how I was just giving an overview of an interview that I went to and how I didn't get the job, but I was letting it be known that I was still going to keep going and, you know, looking for the next thing. And I think that video had generated around like 20,000 views or something like that. And
20,000 views?
Yeah.
Also, so, real quick, for those of you who are watching, if you have any questions for Austin, please comment in the chat. We got a few more. We got Brian from Birmingham. What's up, Brian? So sorry. Go ahead, Austin.
So that was like at the time that was the highest view count video that I had. And that was the video that had, you know, got the attention of a recruiter. He saw it and, you know, he said that he enjoyed what I was talking about, and he enjoyed that it seemed like I was very much, you know, trying to get into the space and, you know, had a positive energy about myself. And so because of that, he was able to put me in contact with the higher up person with the company that I ended up getting with. We had a conversation and it just kind of went from there. It eventually
That's
ended up
so being hired. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So what do you do? So people are probably watching this and they're like, all right, Austin, that's great. Taylor, that's great. You have all the cameras and the setups and stuff like that. What would you say that you need to do to get started, or how to get started, or what to post, right? I get it a lot. I'm sure you get, I don't know what to post. Are people going to be interested in my story? I mean, you are literally like the poster child of, yes, I think people are fascinated with people's stories. So talk to me about how to get started and what to post, or how to start just in general.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't really know that there's like a guideline in terms to starting to create content. I guess the only thing that I could really say in at least in terms of a software developer, you know, if you're the type of person that you see yourself as like, you know, shy, you don't necessarily want to put yourself on camera. You can do just like what I had mentioned, the person that kind of inspired me to start doing it in the first place, like what Shante started to do. All she was doing was just posting the projects that she had completed, you know, and the description of what it was. And, you know, that was kind of it. And just saying that, hey, this is something that I'm working on. This is what I learned. And then you move on to the next thing. So that's an option. And as far as like, you know, actually telling your own story, I think something that's important to note is that, like, I kind of was surprised at how much feedback I got from the videos that I posted, where I wasn't specifically talking about projects, more so where I was talking about, you know, just my journey in general, how I was feeling, what I was doing. You'd be surprised at how many people would take interest in those type of things, because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't think that we have more in common than you would think. You know what I mean? So yeah. sharing your experiences, I think you'll come to find that a lot of people will can relate to it, and you know, it'll really resonate with them. So I just say, don't be afraid to do it. Just try to put out anything that you think is valuable.
I love that. Hey, so we got a question. Daryl, thanks for the question. What are the pros and cons of video content versus written content versus graphic content? So I have my thoughts, but also I want to see what you've seen with your posts.
I would say like the biggest pro of video content is probably just that it gets more attention, you know, just in general. I think,
say video?
Yeah, for video content, that's the pro with that is just that it gets more people's attention. And that's not just with LinkedIn. I think that's with all platforms. When you use video, people are going to more than likely stop scrolling and they might take the time to try to see like, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the next thing, I guess, on that hierarchy, if I were to do it, it would probably be video, graphic content, and then written content. And that's just because, like, the nature of people, I think. They, you know, I feel like, you know, attention span has gotten shorter. So
short. Like, people are already dropping off. Like, people are tired of hearing from us. Awesome. Already.
Yeah. So, hierarchy-wise, I would say video content, graphic content, written content, just because of people's attention span. As far as, like, the cons for these things, I would say video content, it just takes longer. It takes longer, especially if you're putting a lot of, like, you know, different types of things into the, you know, your videos. It's more in depth. It takes longer for you to put it out. So turnaround is a little bit longer. And that can kind of be said the same thing about graphic content, but probably not as long. Written content is not so much work has to be done, but again, you lack out on attention on that.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Same way, Daryl. I agree. I mean, listen, but I've had some written content pop more than video content. All of it. You just need to post all of it. You just need to post all of it. Alex is a dear friend of mine, chef. He is fantastic. And if we're talking about hacking Facebook, I need to have Alex on this because he hacks Facebook so well and gets people engaged in conversation. But Alex says on this topic, I was once told there are 7 billion people on the planet. Someone somewhere will share your interest or vision. Just don't be scared to put it out there. 100% agree, dude. Josue, the tech community is awesome. And then live video under 2 minutes is gold. Yeah. I mean, I would say everything that I kind of really try to focus at is kind of that 90 second window. You know, I've shortened my podcast from a 30 minute thing to this 15 minute live thing, right? And even then, you know, if it's shorter, great. So yeah, I mean, I think we live in a TLDR culture.
Yeah,
I agree. Right? Yeah. And so, like, you know, and you need to think about that for written and audio and video and all that stuff. So Austin, so update the viewers on your job search. I saw your name pop up on LinkedIn. I saw your video and you talked about looking again. So have you started to get traction again from putting out content?
A little bit. I've gotten some pings here and there. So yeah, like I guess you could say I just started to, you know, put content out again. So it's probably gonna take a little minute for me to start getting that traction again. But as far as, you know, going through the projects and putting up the content, you know, I think things are going well. I'm still trying to figure out a format per se, but
yeah,
I would say it's going well.
I love it, man. Yeah. And Brandon Arvey tuned in. Brandon Arvey heads up my marketing efforts. Brandon, have to balance participating in trends with finding your voice to stand out, often going against the trend to stand out. So yeah, I totally agree with that. There's one, Akshat, what is the best way to start the stream to be engaging? Yeah, so I think this is important. And also, I'm interested to hear your thoughts. How do you, because a lot of people put out content.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very few, there's not a lot of engagement. So what are maybe some tips and tricks that you would say to give to individuals who want to have engagement, not just post?
That's actually.
My thoughts, but I want you to answer first. But if you want me to answer, I'll answer. But you first.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, the only thing that I could think of is to try to find something that would be, that you would think is engaging yourself, you know, something that you think would be like, what would you like to see that would be interesting, that you would be able to provide some sort of knowledge or input on, and really just kind of go from there, kind of gauge how people react to it. And I would just say adjust accordingly. But I think the key is probably to stay consistent as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, you know, I would say you need to ask engaging questions. I think ending a post with a thought, like a question mark, like, would love to hear your thoughts. You know, what have you done in this situation? How have you, right? It's putting the onus back on the individual who's watching, I think, is incredibly important, right? So for you, it's, you know, hey, tell me about, you know, some times that you've dealt with the job search and some fears, and I would love to hear from you, right? It's engaging people in conversation. And it's also commenting and liking on every buddy's post, right? You can have all the engagement in the world, but if you're not engaging back, it's just going to go away. Like, people won't follow you anymore.
Yeah.
If you aren't commenting on it. Daryl, yeah, absolutely. End with a trigger / question to create conversation. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do that. I think you did that on purpose. End with a trigger question to create conversation? Question mark? Yes. Yes, Daryl. That is exactly what you do. You are understanding. All right. So as we finish up here, Austin, I leave the viewers with one piece of encouragement to put out content. And then I'm going to ask you about your favorite Thanksgiving side dish. And then we will wrap it up. So, last words of encouragement for people who are scared to put out content.
I would say, don't take yourself too seriously when posting content. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people have a big fear of posting the content because they're afraid of what people are going to say about them. Like, don't concern yourself with that. You know, especially if you have like a particular goal in mind. You know, keep that goal first and use that as your motivation to do it. You know, because once you put that first bit of content out there, it's really just going to get easier for you.
Yeah.
Especially when you realize that people are supportive of what you're putting out there. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Austin. So, final question. What is like your favorite go-to Thanksgiving dish? Like, you have to have it. You have to have it. What is it?
My mom's macaroni and cheese.
Boom. Man, I love some macaroni and cheese, dude. I love it. Tell your mom to send me some. I will send her Saran wrap and plastic containers. And we can go from there. Josue, thank you for the great content expression. Cranberry sauce. Hey, listen, man, teach their own. I'm not a fan, but listen, you do you. I get it. So again, Austin, thanks for tuning in, or thanks for hanging with me. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Y'all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is it for me for the week. I'm gonna turn it off and spend time with family. So Austin, thanks for hanging with me, buddy. I appreciate it. Best of luck on your job search. Obviously, I'm here for you if you need me, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. See y'all.